So we're here live at SAPC Southern Exposure in Tampa, Florida. Thank you for being with us. We've now been joined by Yasmani Garcia from Sweet Seasons out of McAllen, Texas. Yasmani, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Sweet Seasons is also, I'm going to go out on a limb and say proud partner of the Fresh Cred, but, you know, give me some grace
yes,
there. Okay,
the
proud partner, a proud partner of the Fresh Cred. So we definitely thank you for your support. If it wasn't for our partners, we couldn't do what we do. And honestly, this is, we've shared with our audience and followers in the past, you know, this is a passion project that Craig and I started. We both have day jobs. But the fact that after now we've done a bunch of podcasts virtually, but also 7 or 8 trade shows, I'm still loving it. I mean, it's super interesting. It keeps us busy. I think Christmas Day was the last time that I sat down. And since then, it's been go, 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 7 days a week. If we're not doing our, you know, taking care of our customers for the day job, it's, you know, working on this kind of stuff. We actually have a new product, if you will. If you know Paul Manfrey, he was out there earlier. Okay, so Paul does a vlog of sorts or a podcast show that he puts on LinkedIn. But we joined forces with Paul, and Paul's we created the Credible Vegetable Report.
Oh, okay.
With Paul Manfrey.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's in addition to the Fresh Cred family. So we're going to be posting that out here pretty soon on March 29th. So I guess that's a good reminder. Shameless plug. March 29th, right, Mason? Okay, perfect. So am I hearing correctly that this is your first year exhibiting here?
This is, yeah, as the company, this is the first year we have a booth exhibiting, correct?
Okay,
that's correct.
Perfect.
The company has showed up to the show maybe for the last 3 years, okay. But this is the first time we actually have a booth here.
What do you think?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I've been here for 24 hours, and I can't get enough of it.
The show's great. I mean, we talked about it earlier. We've had several guests on. Definitely the daddy of the regional shows, in my opinion. I've started coming right after, you know, these guys kicked it off in 1999. What is new and exciting at Sweet Seasons? What do you have at your booth? We're going to go over there here in a little bit, but maybe while we're here talking, you can share with our audience a little bit about what's new from in the line of offerings from Sweet Seasons or why.
Sure. So, one of the things at Sweet Seasons is we're always looking for something new. We don't stay in the same thing every year. Every year we have a different season for a different item. This year, our new line of super peppers, and these are the most spicy known to man.
Okay, this so they're not just super in color.
They'll make you run super fast as well. If you want to be next to a waterfall when you try one of these. So I'm not going to challenge you now, but
okay,
we will challenge you at our booth.
I have to fly tomorrow.
You'll take the Sweet Seasons challenge, hopefully, over at Sweet Seasons. Well, we want to show you more tropical stuff. But yeah, that's what we do. We try to innovate. We try to bring new stuff every day. We are not still at any time. Of course, we have our you know, main items, but every year, we have a joke in the company that we just don't know what we're going to end up selling. Maybe it's going to be seafood next year. You know, we're just constantly changing what we're doing. And this year is super peppers. And we're having a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome. So there's a parallel there. So I know somebody that's in pharmaceutical sales. They don't know what they're going to be selling next year. But this is the best medicine. Fresh produce. We've talked about it being the best cleaning, burning energy known to man, right?
Correct.
So, but that's really interesting. The fact that you'll have to stay that nimble, right? So there's something to be said for somebody that moves the same thing year in and year out, but there's also something to be said for an organization that can shift on the fly like that and spool people up and become experts in a new item. So I'm not going to taste that, but they're beautiful. I'd be afraid to touch them because who knows what would happen. So this is what? How many ounces?
This will be 1.75 ounces.
Okay.
So just a little bit under 2. This is the yellow version. They're both Carolina Reapers. And this is the yellow version and the red version. Most people associate the red one with being the hottest one. And really? I think it's true.
Now, I've watched a show. I don't remember if it's on Netflix or not, but it's about folks that are just crazy about hot peppers. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I'm only like 2 episodes in, and they were talking about the Carolina Reaper. But they say that there's another pepper that's hotter. Now, is that arguable or is that?
Yeah, I guess you can argue ghost pepper is on there,
okay.
on the top as well. And, you know, there's just more varieties coming up every year. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that there is a constant debate about that. But so far, I think everybody is, you can kind of say the Carolina Reaper is on the top right now.
So this is retail, obviously. Is there a food service demand for this type of product?
So we do have this in bulk as well for our wholesale, but yeah, this is mostly like a retail presentation. Yeah. And that's really where the demand
Beautiful.
Is. We're catching a lot of fire, not only by eating it, but also because there's a trend going on with all these peppers where like fast food places are trying to incorporate, you know, come try this burger with ghost pepper. And so we're catching on that trend as well. So that has really helped us to get this product known. A lot of people didn't know about them, but now they start hearing that these fast food places carry it, or that maybe chips like Doritos or something like that carry them, or start incorporating into their flavors. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped us take off.
Interesting. So, but almost like a challenge as well, right?
It is a challenge. Yeah, we have the Sweet Seasons Challenge, and it is a challenge, you know, at any time to try one of these. Do not do it at home, and be sure you have the right proper amount of water around you.
Is it true that milk helps?
It helps. It helps. But when it comes to Carolina Reaper, it can only do so much. You know? Yeah, it'll maybe numb you for a little bit, but after that, you're on your own.
Tequila, does that help?
It helps you forget. It doesn't help you overcome the spiciness.
See, that's what I think I should be able to do. Like, if I ate one of those, you have a bottle of Lalo's, what my favorite tequila, but okay, well, we might, let me think about it. Yeah, let me think about that.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Now, I know you all supply a bunch of other items as well.
Correct.
So, you know, we're going to go to the booth here in a minute, as mentioned. Correct. I think jackfruit's one of them, right?
That's correct. Jackfruit, it's one of the items that we do in large scale. And you'll be able to see it when you guys walk into our booth right now.
So jackfruit is interesting. So jackfruit's been on the market for a couple years now, right? If you haven't had it, I've had it a bunch of different ways. I've had it as a substitute for pulled pork. I've had it processed. Obviously, I've never actually cut one apart. I've watched YouTube videos. I hear that they're very messy and that you should probably do it outdoors.
Yes.
If you do it.
There's a couple of tips we can incorporate to that. One of them is using or sinking your hands into olive oil, because once you cut the jackfruit, it becomes very sticky, very, very sticky. And that sticky will not leave you for a week.
Is that like the same latex that a banana would expel?
It's similar, but only this one will never go away. I guess the other one, you can just rinse it off. This one, you can't really rinse it off. So you want to use gloves, and you want to soak your gloves or your hands into olive oil. And also, whatever knife you use, hopefully it's not your favorite knife, because it's the last time you'll use it.
I'm kidding.
Unless you also take that extra step and soak it into olive oil, and maybe you can salvage it. But most of the time, we end up losing the knife with which we cut jackfruit. Don't use your favorite knife for jackfruit.
So when we see like value-added jackfruit, like the flesh itself, that's what's around the actual, I call it the nut or the pit that's
correct
in the fruit. That's
really what all you're looking for.
Okay.
In there, yeah.
But I hear that, like, I don't know where the jackfruit originated. I know it's somewhere in Central America or, right?
I believe it's Asian.
Really?
The origin could be traced back to Asia, but our jackfruit particularly comes from Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just say where jackfruit originated, I would assume that every part of the jackfruit was used. The fiber, the
yes.
pit, the yes. fruit, the everything, right? That's not even a thing. You don't see people doing that.
No, not here. Most of the customers we have, they'll only look for the yellow slimy stuff, and that's it. That's as far as it goes. You said you used it as a substitute for pulled pork. Does that mean you're vegetarian? No,
I had it at a restaurant in McAllen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because that's exactly what they're known for as well. Vegetarians will use jackfruit as a substitute for meat,
yeah,
which doesn't make sense to me,
because it's
but
fruity.
It makes sense to a lot of people. I'm pretty sure, yeah. So that caught my attention when you said that.
Because
this guy's vegetarian.
It's so like the flavor is. Do they say siete sabores, right?
Sabores. That's how I always like to explain it.
Like, so it tastes like a banana, papaya, mango.
I compare it a lot with those yogurts that you buy in a store that are multi-flavor. You know, they could be pineapple with papaya. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it tastes like to me. It's hard to pinpoint and say, this tastes like this. It tastes like several things at the same time. So
pretty cool.
Yeah. It's just a lot of work to get in there.
It is a lot of work. What you all sell, is it bulk or value added, or is it processed? Or
currently, we just do bulk.
Okay.
So we are looking into moving into offering it in some kind of clamshell already peeled, because we noticed that a lot of people will not go through the work, you know, to enjoy it.
Not after after you scared.
Not after I scared people. That's part of the reason too. But you can't deny it. There's a lot of work behind it, and you know, you have to be really a fruit lover to really.
Yeah. We were talking about earlier with produce nerds. Like everybody we've had on is a produce nerd. Like, you get excited about, you know, going to the store and seeing new things. Now, aside from jackfruit, what other products are y'all moving?
Okay, so we're doing cacao beans right now. That's one of our latest items, and it's been a nice hit. This one comes from South America. We carry it in fresh. So once you slice it, you can actually eat the flesh that's around the seed, which is really slimy and not that abundant. It's really just a very, very short supply of flesh. Mm-hmm. But people are after the seeds, because with the seeds, you bake them and you make chocolate. So that's really, if you're into that, that's kind of like a nice thing to do at home.
Hmm.
You can make your own chocolate.
That's interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
We'll see it at the booth right now.
Okay, perfect. Anything else exciting? New initiatives, new something on the horizon that you could share with our listeners?
Well, at this point, we are basically just excited to get more people to try our super peppers. That's our main focus for the 2024. Other items that we...
So that's for the whole year.
That'll be...
Supply.
Yes, yes. That'll be in supply for the whole year. We started slow, but the supply is catching up, or demand is catching up, so we're trying to keep up with it. So that's going to be our main focus for this year. We don't know how the year is going to end. We're probably going to bring something crazy from a different country. We're always looking for that.
Have you thought about entering any of these in a contest? You know, they have these... Pepper eating contest.
We actually just had a contest in Mexico with it was Walmart squad leaders, and they went in and they were challenged to try these. And there's a whole video behind it. It'll be in our.
That's awesome.
Again, we're gonna have the challenge right now. Don't
well, tell. I'll watch somebody, but
yeah, you'll watch it. You'll all right.
Hell, I'll even pay somebody, but I can't. If I was at home, I would do it. But
yeah, you have to be in the right scenario to try that.
I have to be in a safe spot.
And other exciting stuff, yeah, like you mentioned, jackfruit is pretty exciting for us. It's a big mover for us. Cacao beans and super peppers would probably be our most exciting items of this year.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, we're gonna go over to the booth here in a minute and check that stuff out so y'all can see it as well. We'll watch Mason do the Carolina Reaper challenge. Huh? Well, I've got a 20 on me, I think. Is that enough?
I'll add another 20 and we'll pitch in. We'll get you a nice price.
Hey, it's getting interesting now, buddy. Okay, so seriously, thanks for the support. Thank you for being here. Sweet Seasons, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.